This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Good afternoon. This is Ask the Expert. Take back your health. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in studio. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. What a great day it was yesterday.
Did you have a good one? Good.
Yeah. That always fly by.
Well, you got the new baby now, so that's even more exciting.
And it was a nice, relaxing Christmas holiday this year.
My wife, Becky, fixed a absolutely phenomenal meal for us, as she does every year. This one was especially awesome, although it's the same thing every year. But it tasted especially good and very healthy, and she does an excellent job. So thank you, Becky.
As we start every show, our mission with Reed Family Wellness, in practice and in this radio show, our goal and our mission is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medication and surgery. That is our goal. That is our mission. That is what we want to accomplish, and we want people to realize that that is an option. You don't have to, always go to the medication first right off the bat. Well, not only do you not have to, you shouldn't. That should never be a first option. As far as surgery, you better believe that should be your last option. Right. And so we're here to just, proclaim that and let everybody know that that's what we're all about.
And also, again, I made mention of a few times now that our other goal is to literally bring chiropractic care and knowledge of chiropractic into every household, because people still tend to associate chiropractic with pain, and chiropractic is so much more than just pain.
I'll just tell you a story from the gym.
I just ran into a gentleman today. I was working out at the gym, and he came up to me and said, and he was telling me we had met many years ago before, and he said, "Yeah, I met you a long time ago, and my brother-in-law was a chiropractor, and this and that." Moral of the story: it's good to talk to you. I don't really need your help right now. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm standing there, yes, you really need my help more than you actually know you need my help. But he's judging it from a pain point of view. And that's what we do differently in our office. We are brain-based chiropractors. We focus on the brain. We talk about this a lot. Why do we do that? We want people to take a step back and analyze what controls every aspect of your being, and that is your brain. And so if your brain, quotes, get out of balance, and it does on a daily basis due to stress, and we're going to talk more and more about stress because people are beginning to get it. When the brain gets out of balance due to the stressors that we're exposed to, well, if the brain controls the body begins to follow, and the body starts to break down. And that can result in many different symptoms, ranging from cancer to high blood pressure to pain. But these are all symptoms. I had a gentleman come in, first-time patient, came in with severe low back pain. And we just had a conversation today, treating him for the third time today, and he said, he said, "I know where all my problems come from, and he said, stress. And this gentleman, unfortunately, has had many, many digestive issues to the point that he had his whole colon removed. And if you analyze that, if people don't understand the colon is responsible for most of our digestion and absorption of nutrients. That's how we get fed. And he had all his colon removed and part of his small intestine, which makes him very apt to experiencing deficiencies nutritionally, because he's missing the main part of his physiological process that feeds his body.
And the sad part about that, from our point of view, and probably for any listeners, like, what could have been for him? And it's not what could have been, what is still to come, but what could have been for his colon, what could have been for the health up to this point? Because what is he, in his late 50s, early 60s?
Late
50s. I mean, the potential there, we'll never know. But the cool thing is the fact that what you just said, that he has already made that connection. He said it was stress driven. I had a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't do anything about it. The sad thing is that
it's part of his job. Well, and yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But there's a lot of people out there that have stressful jobs. So.
Right.
What are they doing about it? And that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. And people don't know, what can I do about it? And that's why we're here. That's why we do this educating. Again, thanks again to Kelly Greeley, the Girl to Know in Radio at WTAX, who has presented us with this opportunity. And we are forever thankful to her because we love to get out here and educate.
I just ran into this. Just was a story I ran across this morning that a third of Americans are stress is keeping them up at night.
Yeah.
It's just they got so much going on, whether it's money or work or family, and they just can't sleep. And that's, I mean, that just compounds the problem.
And the sad thing is they resort to medications and drugs to help them. And that just compounds it because, again, you're trying to put a Band-Aid on a symptom. You're not getting back to the cause. The cause is the stress, and what we do in our office, again, we're beyond pain in our office. Pain is important. Pain is what drives people into our office, but education. We teach people about the brain. It's so important. Again, what causes people to have difficulty sleeping? Absolutely. Joey, you nailed it on the head. It's stress. You have a couple options. You can continue to throw meds at it. You can get into other and open up your brain to other potential things that will help you with that. And that's where I will say I noticed in many people over the 25 years that I've been adjusting people and working on people that they invariably say to me, oh man, I slept so much better last night after their treatment. And again, what are we doing? What is chiropractic doing? What are we doing in our treatments to help people with this? We're literally adjusting the spine to balance the brain and calm the brain.
And when people, and that doesn't make sense to a lot of people that are listening, but when you realize what the spinal column houses, I mean, it is essentially the extension of the brain, is the spinal cord. And those physical, chemical, and mental, emotional stressors are on our bodies at all time. And when we are working on the body physically in the office, talking about the chemical things that people are putting in and, you know, the mental, emotional stress and, you know, kind of breaking away from that, the whole goal is, once again, to decrease that stress so the body can do what it does. And like you were just saying, when you were just telling your story about patients sleeping better afterwards, a certain guy popped into my mind who's been a patient over the last probably year and a half. And when he first came in, he's probably in his mid-30s, and he hadn't slept well for as long as he could remember. Really interrupted sleep, not many hours a night. And I only see him on maintenance now. He comes in, which we're going to talk about later in the program, on a proactive basis. He's coming in literally not with any problems, strictly trying to be on top of his game and just feel as good as he can feel. And every time he comes in, I always ask him, how's the sleep doing? Awesome. And that didn't happen overnight, obviously. But when you start to alleviate the stress in the body, the brain gets to calm down. And that's like what you're saying with all these people not being able to sleep. They're not being able to calm their brain down. And like Dr. Chris said, we don't want people to resort to medications. You need to figure out how to do it on your own, because if you become reliant upon that medication, there is no hope for you getting off of it unless you make that effort and that decision. Like, I am done with this. I'm going to figure it out otherwise.
And guess where that generally leads to? A state of depression. Hmm. And all of a sudden these people become, all of a sudden they're on depression medications also. And this is a rapid thing that we're seeing, and it's not good, and it can be helped. And I think that's what we want to teach people. You can be helped. You can be helped with no drugs.
And I just had a patient come in recently, and she's younger, and she started getting on sleeping meds because of nightmares. And in the next break, I'll kind of get into that a little bit more and talk about that.
All right. Yeah, we have to take a break now. How do we get a hold of you at Reed Family Wellness?
217-698-5800. And you can contact us on our website at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert on WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. Feel good from morning to the end of the day.
Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in studio. As we take back your health, you take back your health. We're not doing it. You're doing it, right? That's what you want people to do. Do it to take back their own health and be in charge.
Absolutely. Get educated.
Not only get educated, get out of your comfort zone and pursue it. health is not going to fall on your doorstep. And so people need to realize that. Don't wait till you have a stroke or a heart attack. Don't wait till your cholesterol is through the roof and they're trying to put you on drugs.
And you're playing catch up, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's but most people do. And it's I don't know if it's human nature or if it's our society or what, but it's like people just don't care until they have to care. And once you care, once again, it's never too late. It's right. never too late. But it is going to be a lot harder to change things at that time.
I would tell you, just when talking to people, I just had a woman in, and again, we talked about this. She said, I'm so confused. There's so much information out there. I don't know who to turn to. I don't know who to trust. I completely understand. And you have people getting online, researching their ills, trying to find out what the heck's going on with them. And man, that's a lot of confusion.
And the good thing is, though, and like when you go the route that we go, natural wellness, chiropractic, there's not
nutrition.
I mean, these are things that are, I mean, it's all about just natural living. It is not, we're not giving you anything that's not, you know, what the body needs. And so that's, yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of confusion out there. Google's a powerful tool, and it can be, you know, be good and it can be bad.
You know, yeah, I want you to tell that story because I want to mention something about the
one before going into break. Yeah, before going into break, we were talking about people getting poor sleep and, you know, the stress of it all. And I was bringing up a story about a patient that I have that's younger, and they got on some sleeping medication recently because they're having nightmares, and nightmares are keeping them up. And I'm like, that sounds not fun. But from my perspective is, okay, well, if you don't address whatever's causing the nightmares, because nightmares don't come from nothing. There's something that might be, I guess, below the surface, underneath, that's, you know, being
just triggering this response.
Yeah, exactly. Something that is maybe something that they're suppressing. And, you know, we do emotional adjustments in our office, so we kind of delve into some of that stuff. But to, once again, suppress these emotions is such a big deal. And so people, you know, might think of that like, well, you can't sleep. Okay, sleeping medication. Not the right way to go, but definitely with something emotional like nightmares and trying to drug yourself to sleep at night. That's something that, who knows, you know, years or decades of suppressing emotional things like that can do to you, but I can imagine it wouldn't be a good thing.
They talk about that in this technique that we do in our office about suppressing emotions. And what happens is the brain doesn't forget. Again, the people are just putting it deeper and deeper and deeper into their brain. And this is why they're getting sicker and sicker and sicker, because they're not addressing it. These emotional releases that we have done on people, and Dr. Sean was just mentioning, are, to me, absolutely amazing. As an example, I just had a young woman come in, and she came in, and she's, just from doing a consult with her, she's got a lot of stress going on right now in her life. And I was able to treat her, and I did an emotional release on her, a couple of different emotional releases. And she came back in today, 2 days later, and I treated her again. And I told her today, I said, listen, I'm amazed and very impressed with the, just in one treatment, the advances she has made. And she said, I feel a lot better. I said, that's great, because that's obviously what we're shooting for. But again, these emotional things are deep. And they need to get out in order for you to properly heal. And the bad thing about meds is, again, you're not actually healing. You're putting a Band-Aid on the symptoms.
And so, once again, it comes down to investing in yourself. Invest the time. And it's an investment of finances, too. I mean, people realize, chiropractic care can be covered by insurance. There's a lot of insurances that cover chiropractic care, but when you get into the wellness mindset where you're being proactive in the treatment, a lot of times there's some insurances that will cover that stuff, but most don't, which is understandable. You know, insurance companies are there for people who are sick and, you know, people who are in need. Although I think that they should, I think it'd be a really good thing for insurance companies to invest in people's wellness.
It would be, I would tell you, it would save them a tremendous amount of money if they were to get more people and cover more what we call wellness care. Tremendous amount of money, tremendous amount of surgeries, tremendous amount of drugs. People, well, that's where things ultimately, I believe, have to head in the future, because, again, it's coming down to finances, and this being a multi-gazillion dollar business of meds and treating disease. What do we want? We want people to be healthier. The good thing about it is when you do make that initial investment into your health, then to maintain it and to get into the wellness mode becomes such more cost-effective and cost-efficient. It's crazy.
And the nice thing about the financial, aspect of investing in your health is it should be a motivator. When people are paying money to invest in themselves, I mean, that should be motivation. Because I know, you know, when we get patients coming in, whether it be for chiropractic or it be for nutrition or weight loss, everybody only has a certain amount of, I guess, just motivation. And so half of our job, we were discussing this earlier today. I mean, we're coaches. It's all about coaching. It's all about keeping people accountable and keeping them wanting to, you know, get to that next level. A lot of times people are motivated in the beginning of any sort of change, where it's to get out of pain or to lose weight or just to be a healthier individual. And at some point, human nature is we fall back to old patterns that are comfortable for us. Yeah. So half of our job is legitimately coaching people. You know, you can lose the weight, you can get out of pain, you can be healthier, you can get better sleep, you can have more energy. We know it's possible. We see it all the time. We live it every day of our lives. And by no means are we perfect. We're always trying to learn. We're always trying to grow. We're always trying to better ourselves. But that's what life's all about. It's all about the pursuit of just, you know, bettering yourself every day. Doesn't mean everybody's out there doing it, but...
I brought up that statistic from the Washington Post last week about every year 45 million Americans go on a diet each year. But experts say that only 5% of them succeed. And again, what's missing there? Where a lot of people think, well, you know what? I'm here. Now I can do it on my own. I can take over. And that's generally where it goes wrong. And not only that, but I still say, as I've addressed the last few weeks, that the missing component in here is the psychological part of why people are overweight to begin with. It's not being addressed. Why am I attracted to food? Well, guess what that comes back to? My favorite word, six-letter word, stress. Dealing with stress, dealing with the emotional stressors that drive people to eat for brain comfort. And so again, it's multifaceted. This healing thing is multifaceted.
And since we're on the subject, I'm just going to throw this out that the weight loss program in our office, we're having a 20% off deal to start off the new year on the right foot. We know that, you know, with new year, new me, you know, as 2019 comes around, there's a lot of people out there that are looking to make the change. If you're interested, we would love to help. Like Dr. Chris was saying, what's the biggest component of losing weight? And it's the mental aspect of things. We have different therapies in our office that address the lymphatic system so that we make sure that the body is excreting waste as you're losing weight and as you're getting healthier. We also address the mental, emotional aspect. There's some therapies that we have in the office that help with brain stress. So, you know, with checkups through our system, you're going to be addressing the mental, emotional aspect of losing weight. It's a phenomenal program. We've had a lot of success with it. And like I said, with 2019 coming up, and we know that people are wanting to get control of their health and of their lives, we're doing this discount. We haven't really put an end date on it, but I would say we'd probably be running the special through January. So if there's anybody out there who is looking for help in that realm, we would love to help. This is what we do, and we want to see people be the healthiest version of themselves. And once again, it is all about, you know, making changes not for tomorrow but for your whole life. And when you get the bigger picture, like I want people to lose weight, but I don't just want them to lose weight. I want them to be healthy. I want them to have a healthy life down the road so that there's no medication. There's so many people on medications for, you know, heart disease and high cholesterol and this and that. And it's, if we can help minimize that, then we're doing our job. We can't save everybody, but, you know, if you educate them correctly and you can put the ball in their court, it's up to people to really make that change. But that's what we're here for, to educate and to try and help guide. And so, like I said, if anybody listening out there has anybody in their lives that is looking for that help, looking for that sort of treatment, looking for that coaching, that's what we're all about.
I want to touch briefly in the next period about genetic blueprint that we're all born with, and how we can overcome and get above that genetic blueprint. And one of the things that came up in an article I was reading in a magazine about how many, it's amazing to me, only 14% of our population utilizes chiropractic care. 14%. And talks about, well, what's the other 86% do? And it was interesting to know that they tend to go to drugs. And these drugs tend to be, now I'm going to read the list here. Patients do not know that pharmaceutical remedies do not restore normal function. All they do is relieve their symptoms. But these people, the biggest things they're going for are pain relievers, antihistamines, laxatives, antacids, and PPIs, or reflux medications. We're going to touch briefly on that next segment.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
Our phone number is 217-698-5800, or you can get a hold of us on our website at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D readfamilywellness.com.
And you can call us right now, 753-1240 is the number, 753-1240 on Take Back Your Health. This is Ask the Expert on WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow.
Give us a buzz this afternoon. 753-1240 is the number, and you can always they can always reach out. What, you guys are on Facebook too? You guys are kind of everywhere.
Yeah, we have Reed Family Wellness on Facebook. We have an Instagram. We don't utilize Instagram a whole lot, but a lot of information. We get to post these radio shows and podcast form on our Facebook every week when we're done here. So if for any listener out there that wants to share any episode with friends, family, you can get on the Reed Family Wellness Facebook page, and you know, they live there after the shows are done.
We highly recommend that people share this information. We want and tell your friends and family about our show. We want people to get educated. We want families to be as healthy as our family is, and we want you to know that it doesn't take a lot. It just takes, again, some good information, some good natural chiropractic care, and you can get here very quickly. Before the end of the last session, I mentioned this article I was reading, where it states that only 14% of the population has sought chiropractic care on a regular basis. That means there's 86% of the population that does not seek it. And again, this is why we're saying we want to bring chiropractic into every household, because so many people are going for those over-the-counter drugs, medications that are not actually getting to the cause of the problem, and this is how they end up on more drugs. Again, what they're putting is a Band-Aid on the situation. They're not actually addressing the cause. What do? We try to get back to the cause of your problem. We don't want to throw Band-Aids at it. We want to help you get healthier. But the main things I mentioned, again, what people are going for help for, I'm going to read them again. Number one, pain relievers. Number two, antihistamines. Number three, laxatives. Number four, antacids. And the last one was proton pump inhibitors, which are PPIs, which are meds that people take for reflux. Four of those five symptoms I just gave you are all related to your digestive tract. And again, why is the digestive tract so important? Because that is how we feed our body. If you don't have a good digestive tract, then you're not going to properly feed your body. Now, if you're not properly feeding your body, what's going to happen over time? Your body's going to begin to degenerate, and this is how people get ill and how people get sick. So the next question becomes, well, why is my digestion not healthy? And Dr. Sean, what's the answer?
Stress. As yes. Always, it's always stress.
We're going to hear, I wrote a list of three things here. Hot words for now and in 2019 and the future. I want you to remember these words: emotional stress. That's number one. Number two, interrupting brain patterns. And number three, the word epigenetics. And we've talked about epigenetics before. And what's it mean? It means getting outside your genetic expression. And what does that mean? Well, when we talk about genetic expressions, we all have what's known as a genetic blueprint. But does not govern who we are or who we become. And our brain and thought patterns do. So what I'm getting at is, I had a young guy come in, and he said he's on blood pressure meds, and he's a young guy in his 20s. And I said, why are you on blood pressure meds? Well, my dad had blood pressure problems, and he was on blood pressure meds. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what about your mom? Did your mom have high blood pressure? Because you have half her genetic expression. So again, people think, well, because my parent had it, or my grandparent had it, or my sister has it, therefore I have to have it. That's where epigenetics comes into play. We, as a human species, do not know how powerful we are. I say this just about every week. We don't know how powerful our brain is. And I say this every week. Your brain can be your best friend, or it can be your worst enemy. And guess who controls that? You. So you have the power to create better health. You have the power to create poorer health. And we want people to understand that and start to grasp it. And that's why we're going to repeat and talk about these things like epigenetics, the power of the brain. Because one, we want people to understand that you have, and your brain has the capacity of literally producing every drug your body would ever need to stay healthy. So we're trying to teach people how to access the power in their own brain. The brain's an amazing thing. We're learning more and more about it every day through research, not that chiropractors are doing, but that researchers are doing. And this is why technology is just skyrocketing through the roof. And it all stems from studying the brain.
And why do we want to keep people from drugs? Like we always say, it's we want to keep people on the right path where it's teaching your body how to be as healthy as it can without the use of drugs, because drugs are always going to have side effects. And we've gone on previous shows before, you know, listing big ones and even things as simple as NSAIDs or, you know, pain relieving over-the-counter medications. I mean, the list is endless, I think, for, was it aspirin or Advil or something like that?
Ibuprofen had over 100 side effects.
It was like 150.
Yeah.
And people need to realize that, because you're not getting, when you get these medications, they're not giving you a list with, you know, all these bold, you know, side effects that you can have and run the risk of, because there's ones that are going to be, you know, bigger risks than others. I was reading something today, and this is just, you know, what makes me think of it. They always have a list of side effects, but more and more are coming out about, you know, the high risks of a lot of these drugs that people are taking. And on NBC News, they were talking about the FDA warning about a certain type of antibiotic causing fatal heart damage. And apparently certain antibiotics that are used for upper respiratory tract infections and urinary tract infections contain some sort of drug called fluoroquinolone. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not, but I've never come across it before. And they're saying that these things contained in these drugs are increasing people's risk, not to dramatic levels, but, you know, scary enough levels that can, you know, lead to things such as ruptures of the aorta, which is one of the largest arteries in the body. And they're saying, you know, people that have heart issues already or people who are elderly are at a higher risk of this. And it's one of those things that when you think about how, you know, many people jump to antibiotics as soon as they have any sort of ill and don't bat an eye and don't think twice about it, it's scary. I have had a young person in the other day who takes 4 to 5 rounds of antibiotics a year. And what people don't realize is that's a problem. That tells me that you've got some serious health issues and you're young. This person, I think they might be a teenager. Early 20s at maximum.
You know, I was just talking about the digestive tract. One of the things, one of the negative effects of antibiotics is it has a strong negative effect on the digestive tract, killing off good bacteria that's necessary for absorbing and breaking down and absorbing nutrients. And antibiotics kill off that good bacteria. That's why a lot of people end up with yeast infections following the use of antibiotics. So again, anytime you can avoid a medication, please do. And if you ever have any questions, that's what we're here for in our office, Reed Family Wellness. Call us at 217-698-5800. We're here to help you. We want you and your families, again, to be healthier. We want you to understand health. It's really not that difficult, but I will tell you, it does begin in the brain.
Reading an article today, and once again, you know, you get on the internet, and you start looking up stuff for the new year, and first thing I was reading was about weight loss, and it said the best way to lose weight boils down to these three things, and this is, I mean, about as true as true gets. Number one, eat more vegetables. Number two, eat less sugar. Number three, eat more whole foods. And I was just like, wow, it's so simple. And it is. It's that simple. But yeah. The thing is, like you were saying earlier, you know, 5% of people that do, you know, the weight loss actually stick to it and lose the weight. And it's every patient that comes in our office will do a 2-day food log with. Because once again, we're talking about the chemical aspect of things, just a little snapshot of what their diet's like so that we can educate them. You know, we don't berate anybody about anything of that sort, but we'll educate them and give them things to read to, you know, further their knowledge. And it's not shocking anymore, but it was at first when I get a 2-day food log. More often than not, there is no vegetables in a 2-day period for most people. Like 90%, maybe 95% of people aren't getting any vegetables.
And a lot of times no water.
Yeah, and minimal water on top of that. And it's like, those are so crucial. Obviously, the water wasn't listed in these things, but I just thought that was pretty straightforward. And then, you know, moving forward for anybody that's looking to lose weight, eat more vegetables, eat less sugar, eat whole foods.
Drink more water.
Yeah, and before we go into break, once again, our phone number at Reed Family Wellness is 217-698-5800. Please give us a call if you need help.
This is Ask the Experts. And let's take back your health with Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean this afternoon. 753-1240 is our number.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Give us a call this afternoon here on the radio, 753-1240. You can always reach out to Reed Family Wellness, talk with Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean. At what number? How do we get a hold of you?
217-698-5800, readfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. One of the things that I mentioned to Dr. Sean earlier, which is I was reading on this article on wellness care for chiropractic, and even amongst ourselves as chiropractors, there's a big debate whether wellness care is legitimate. I always thought, and what we're taught in a seminar, the first thing that our teacher says, hey, how often do you like to get adjusted? Talking to us, the chiropractors in the audience. I personally like to get checked and ideally adjusted once a week. I don't know how Dr. Sean feels, but that's what I would prefer. And it used to be that I was getting adjusted every 2 to 3 weeks because I was seeing a chiropractor down in St. Peter, Missouri, and it was a two-hour drive from door to door for me to get there. But now that Dr. Sean is back in my office, Dr. Shea, I'm able to get treated more regularly. And so I want adjusted weekly. I want checked weekly. Why? Because I know that for me, as part of my stress management program, chiropractic is right there at the top of the list.
And a lot of chiropractors aren't even in that mindset. Dr. Kirst was reading something to me out of an article from actually a chiropractic magazine where the chiropractor was talking about, you know, the legitimacy of getting patients to come in for regular appointments when they're not hurting. And we were just kind of sitting discussing, you know, the pain versus brain model. And most chiropractors are in that pain model. It's like you come into a chiropractor because you have pain. And outside of that,
and that's, you know, what we were taught in school.
Yeah,
generally. You know, I mean, at least I was been out of school for many years, but we were taught everything is based upon pain. But guess what? Everything's changed since then. And but yet most chiropractors are still stuck in that pain model.
Well, and it's not even that it's changed. I mean, the roots of chiropractic were, you know, not necessarily based in pain, but then as it became more mainstream and had to meet certain criteria, especially when, you know, the insurance, you know, came into play, it came away from, you know, balancing the body and came more into, okay, let's treat a symptom like the medical system does. And when symptom disappears, then body's back to good and chiropractic care ends. And that's where most people, including most in our own profession, are really missing the key of what this is all about.
And that's the problem is, again, everybody's looking at health based upon pain. Mm-hmm. And again, if you know...
Pain, the symptoms too. I mean, just symptoms.
Symptoms. We've all heard the stories about the people who one day they're fine and the next day they find out they're full of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Or heart attacks, going for a run, healthy individual, keels over of a heart attack.
I remember hearing that about a famous singer years ago. His name will come to me pretty soon here, but he had just had his report card from his MD, everything was great, and literally a few days later, he dropped over from a heart attack. And so again, you can't look at how you're doing based upon your symptoms, or for that matter, based upon tests.
And that's how we'll literally use those examples with patients, and we'll ask them the question, was that person who had the heart attack healthy before having the heart attack? Was that person healthy before going into the doctor and finding out they're full of cancer? And the answer is no. No, they're not. They felt fine, and they might have looked great. And they might have, by everybody else's standards, to look at them, been like, that person is healthy. But guess what? You can't go by symptoms, and you can't go by lack of symptoms. Lack of symptoms does not mean health. And that's what most people are doing. And that's why we want to get away from that symptom-based care. It's tough, though, because most people, like we're saying, do associate symptoms with problems, and lack of symptoms equals no problem.
But I am noticing, again, as you are too, that more and more people are wanting the answers. And that's where we differentiate ourselves between medicine. We are health practitioners. We help you get healthy. We help you stay healthy.
And that's also why when we sit down and do new patient consultations, one of the questions that we ask are, what are your goals? Okay, you're coming in with a headache. Okay, you're coming in with low back pain and joint pain. You've got digestive issues. What do you want from health? Because we want to know if people are just wanting that superficial, you know, I just want, you know, to get my knee working better. Or, you know, I don't want to get headaches or whatever. Okay, well, that's good. That's a good goal to have. But we want to know if you want more and you want to pursue more as far as health goes, we want to know about it because we want to, you know, build a plan of attack and try and get you there.
Everybody thinks that good health is literally, I shouldn't say everybody, but many people think that good health is the luck of the draw, and that is so wrong. Again, good health is knowing what to do and applying it, just like anything else. And we're here to help teach people and educate you. And again, the beauty about what we do, we never use drugs or surgery. I was listening to a radio program on the way out here today, and it was a great analogy, is just trying to open up your mind to what's possible. And the gentleman who was giving the show said that, you know, if you have a 1 gallon container, but I have 50 gallons of water to give you, what's going to happen? Guess what? You're going to only be able to take 1 gallon of my 50 gallons. But if you start to develop a bigger container, which means open up your mind, what is possible? What we talk about the brain all the time, how we don't know. And even we've heard for years that we only access 10% of our brain power. Well, how do we begin to open up that other 90%? How do we get that expectant attitude that, you know what, I can have life, I can have better health, and I can have it more abundantly? How do we get there? Well, I would tell you, just the mindset.
It definitely starts with mindset. And you got to think about, in all of human history, you know, especially you think about things that we access today and utilize today, inventions for that matter, nothing that we experience on a day-to-day basis ever became came before the thought happened. The thought of a thing had to happen first. So, you know, you're not going to just get health by not thinking about health.
You have to have a vision.
For sure.
Develop the vision. I would recommend for 2019 that everybody, and I mean this sincerely when I say this, this is the heart of what I am and what I do, begin to get a vision in your brain about how healthy you can be. And don't settle for, you know, well, I just want my knee to feel better. No, take it to another limit. Get that vision of, hey, I want abundant health, and I want abundant health in every aspect of my existence. And then pray on it. I'm a big, big proponent of spiritual healing, whether you want to call it meditation or prayer, whatever you choose. For those people who may not have a belief in a creator, I would strongly recommend you call Lincoln Land get into a human anatomy and physiology class and begin to study the brain and body, because our brains and bodies are amazing. I've often said that. Get in a gross anatomy class. Start to dissect the human body and see what order and how amazing it is. It'll help you to understand that there's something much bigger than us.
Yeah, start the year off on the right foot. Set goals for yourself. Pursue health. And on top of that, it doesn't have to be just about you too. If you have people in your lives who aren't healthy and who are very sick and once again aren't hearing this kind of information, help them. Steer them in our direction. Have them listen to this stuff. People need to know that there are other options, that you can have the health that you want to have. It's all coming back to just being coached again.
You know? I went through this 33 years ago when I was suffering ill health, and I will tell you, my openness and having that open mind and prayer, it led me to what I do today. And again, all I say to you is pray on it, ask for help, ask for guidance from above, and you will be directed. It may be to our office, it may be chiropractic, it may not, but you will find direction. So any questions, give us a call, 217-698-5800. Again, our website is reedfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
Keep tuning in and keep sharing. We're going to, like I said, post these to Facebook. And if you like them, please share them with friends and family on Facebook. Get the word out there. We want people to be healthy and happy.
Knowledge is strength.
Yeah, and people can just call and ask and kind of see what you're about, right? And
absolutely.
Stop by.
Absolutely, yeah.
We still have that special run to the end of the year, too. The $79 special for a consult, new patient consult, exam, and x-rays.
And if anybody is just curious as to what we do, wants to see our office, wants to meet us, we're at 2920 Chatham Road,
okay.
Right off of Wabash and Chatham Road in Springfield. Come by our office, meet the crew, and come find out what we're doing.
Hey, everybody have a safe and blessed new year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, good to see you. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.